Well, it's been for me a historical sort of and cultural draw initially, because I, after a stage in my life where I got a bit more time to do things that are good for the mind and for the body, and I looked to the pilgrimage as an answer to combine a lot of different things. It looked like a very big challenge to tackle, and I felt that is the sort of thing which we don't often have an opportunity to do, and the pilgrimage seemed to be an answer to that sort of need I felt within me, yes.
A spiritual need, you mean?
The spiritual part is an important part. It's a very holistic thing. In the life we lead normally, we don't often have these sort of big challenges which bring us as a complete person to the limit of what our existence, in a way. It's spiritually and sort of daily life sort of challenge, if you like.
I want you, William, to describe your experience of actually being on a route towards Santiago. Perhaps you could be our eyes and our ears and take us through that.
Well, the biggest experience, the biggest discovery I made was that the moment I started the pilgrimage, an immense sense of freedom and happiness descended on me, which is something I just never experienced elsewhere. And it comes from the feeling that all the senses get touched by being on a route with other people who somehow have got a similar destination. And the feelings which make it so rewarding are the combination of the nature around you, the scents of flowers, the birdsong, and the villages you're walking through, several hundred years of history of pilgrims walking through, and that is something which you just sense and which gives you feeling of connection to a community that has done the same thing over a number of centuries. I'm also, as an architect, I come through towns and villages which have greeted the pilgrims over many hundred years, and the buildings and the churches and the community facilities are all geared to make the pilgrim welcome, and there is a feeling of fitting into sort of a human community that has done this journey as long as Christianity existed almost. So it's a humble experience as well as a huge level of freedom you experience.
You were talking earlier about meeting people along the way, along the different routes. I suppose it's a way of forging friendships, as it were. You're all in the same boat.
Yes, a wonderful experience. To meet people in the morning, you walk off and you might see them two or three times during the day at the stops. You, at every point you meet, firstly, it's easy to talk to other pilgrims. You have something very important in common, which compared to living in town here in London in particular, where nobody speaks to each other on the train, on the pilgrim's route there is an openness which makes it very easy to get in touch with other people, and over time you might see them two or three times on the route. You might never see them again, but you feel you have something in common, and it's very easy to talk to other people, and gradually you discover more of what makes them tick and what has brought them to join the pilgrim's route to Santiago.
I wanted to ask you about the Holy Year. Is there a difference in doing the pilgrimage in a Holy Year?
It's, to me, just a stronger focus on what the pilgrimage is about. I've walked the different routes in different years.
Would you say, are there more people? Are people more inclined to do it? And do you feel a different? Is there a different atmosphere, or do you find that it is the same?
Naturally, there are far more people doing it, and it's a busier sort of time in the refuges. And I think these days it's very much a greater pressure, really, on the route. I wonder whether the spiritual part of the holy year does come through in the same way as when there is less pressure on the route. So I do not really see a huge difference spiritually in a holy year, because it's a fantastic spiritual opening whenever you are actually doing it. So I think the holy year is a big focus for everyone to actually consider doing the route, and it brings more people to the route to experience what can be experienced whenever you do the Camino.
When you get to the actual cathedral, the end of your route, when you actually go towards your goal, you've been traveling all this time and you're walking towards the actual cathedral, is it a sense of you've reached the pinnacle, or do you kind of feel there's an anticlimax? What did you feel? What was your experience of that?
It's fantastic feeling of exaltation. It's a huge achievement to have walked all these weeks and days towards Santiago. When I reached it, it was, we experienced a huge downpour. It was so dramatic to enter the cathedral square as a pilgrim with dripping from wet and soaked, and to enter the cathedral doors, which it was a marvelous sort of huge sheltering space and magnificent, like sort of arriving at the point of light, and to share that with other pilgrims to join in the Mass at that point was a high point in my life one can't ever forget. It also is the end of an experience, but it's a fantastic experience. You can't compare with anything else I've ever sort of experienced. It is, after a few weeks of exertion, a liberation and achieve a goal.
What do you think about the Pope coming to Santiago de Compostela?
I think this is a wonderful thing for the Camino and for the Pope to do. The pilgrimage is something very fundamental for individuals, and by doing the pilgrimage in his way, every person who does it experiences and contributes something important to their life and to the tradition and to the history of the pilgrimage. It is a big gift which everyone can receive, to be able to walk through history on a path that has been walked by millions of pilgrims. The Pope's visit, in my view, is wonderful in supporting and extending that tradition. And I'm very grateful and happy that he is carrying on to bless the route and people who do that. A marvelous thing.